Good evening. Yo, how we doing? Welcome back. Thank you for joining another episode of Quick Hits with Dre. That would be me. I'm cooking up some sweet potato chips right now, I must admit. They're good. They're good. They smell delicious. So it literally just distracted me. But if you have the opportunity, don't sleep on them. They're good. They're good for you. And sweet potatoes in general are a superfood. Tons of vitamins. It's a good carb if there was ever such a thing. So now that we have that covered, we'll touch on last night. Finally, the Rangers look like the Rangers of 2023, not this Fugazi 2024 version that we're have been seeing the last couple of weeks. So yeah, I mean, they're pretty dominant most of that game. And then for you Islander fans out there, still on the snide, you're lost up in Winnipeg, 4-2 to the Jets. So, I mean, the Jets are a good team. I know what you're thinking, Islander fans. The Islanders are a good team. But you are what your record says you are. I don't make the rules, all right? The Islanders are 19, 15, and 10. Boy, if they could convert some of those OT losses, huh? Kind of maybe it changes things for them. So, we'll recap. We'll give you, in case you don't know, where they stand in the standings. We'll do it for you. We'll do it live. We'll do it live. Shout out if you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, Google it. Anyway, Rangers, 58 points. Bruins are up top, 61. It's annoying. And then the Islanders. Hey, look, the Islanders have 48 points. Counts for something. Devils are right behind them, 47. So, I mean, all you need is a couple hot streaks. You know, I always say that for baseball. You're just 10 days, 2 weeks away from turning things around. Now, they can't look that far ahead, of course. You have to take it one game at a time, one shift at a time, right? That's all you can do. But they get hot like they did. What was that? November, December area where they strung together like six, seven in a row, solid games. You know, they can jump up, they can leapfrog. So that's where you guys are. That's where my Rangers are. And we'll look ahead real quick. Look ahead to tonight. For you Devil fans, maybe you're on your way to the game. Maybe you're not. It's a great stadium. I mean, it's not that difficult to get to either. I was fortunate enough to go to last year's playoff game, Rangers Devils, game one. Hopes were high then after that game, let me tell you. Hopes were high. But not to be, obviously. But you got the Devils against the Canadians, 7 p.m. Rockets against the Knicks. Maybe the Knicks can bounce back. I haven't heard anything. That's at 7:30 at the Garden. Let's see. Oh, it says. Oh, it says he's going to play, according to this. But it is he's a game time decision. He's a game time decision. Hart's a game time decision. Ah, Reggie Bullock, old former Knick. I liked Reggie. He's a game time decision. His back's an issue. And then you got a couple of people that have been out. Eason and Oladipo are out for Houston. So that should be a. I mean, they lost the Magic. So the Rockets are 19 and 20. Knicks are 23 and 17. Looks to be a good game. Knicks are favored. should be. And then you got the Nets out there, out west. You Net fans, can you make it through that game? That's a 10 p.m. start. They should actually win against the lowly Trailblazers. They're 10-29. Nets are 16-23. But I think the real challenge is going to be like the Robitussin challenge. See if you can drink some Robitussin, stay awake. That'll be you watching the Nets tonight. Can you stay awake for that game? Kudos if you do. Kudos. I'm not. I mean, I don't think I'd make it if it was the Knicks. I might, depending. As you get later in the season, you start, you know, ticking off game by game by game, getting to the 60s, the 70s, start doing the math on the year. They get a little bit more important. And you kind of hang around for them. But we'll do a quick recap. The Knicks, last time there was a five-way tie. Now you've got the Knicks are in seventh place, so they're right on that line for that play-in tournament thingy that they do. And the Nets are also, man, that I don't want the Knicks to be in the playoff tourney seed thing that the NBA is doing, but it would be Knicks-Nets right now in that scenario. They're tied with the Pacers, 23-17. And then obviously like I said, the Nets are 16-23. So that's what you're looking at on tonight's slate. And then you got the Blackhawks Sabres game was postponed. Maybe there's a snow issue. Snow related travel. Yeah. Yeah. I think there's another storm coming through out there. So just be heads up for that. UConn's playing Creighton at home. UConn's number one again. Should be interesting. Should keep an eye on them. The Yankees made Stroman official, in case you're wondering. Not that it wasn't really official, but, you know, they got to sign on the dotted lines. No deal's ever done until you sign on the dotted line. And then we'll get into football. I mean, tomorrow will be the big day. I think today's going to be a quick one. I wanted to jump on here and get you the scores and updates and previews for tonight. And we'll go into each and every game tomorrow. This way I can be wrong again next week. No, I'm feeling good about it. But I saw an article there. They're basically, see, it always makes me nervous when they do these things, when they start focusing in on a team. Like, This is what the title said. I went into ESPN real quick to get some fodder for this. And it was literally like, Lamar Jackson, you could see it in his eyes. He's poised to make a run. It's like, really? I mean, maybe he just had a good meal or something. Like, I don't understand. Like, what do they do to come up with that title? It's like, yeah, no, he's going to be the MVP probably in the league. So like, wow, real brilliant title. You saw it in his eyes, or maybe, I don't know, he's been playing well and they're the number one seed. Genius. Let me mix that in. So I've been on Baltimore all year. I told you I picked him to win the Super Bowl. So I will ride that train unless I really believe that I'm off base. It's possible. I mean, we listened last week. I'm not perfect. I will try my best. Now that I think my heart-heavy teams are out, although I do have a soft spot for Buffalo. I do. And I can't stand the circus that is the Kansas City Chiefs. I had them in the Super Bowl last year. I rooted for them the whole way. I didn't waver when they went down, I guess, relatively big at the half. But I think I've had enough. I watched the quarterback show. I liked it. I liked Mahomes. Really lets you, you know, get to know the guy. He likes golf. I like golf. So there's a lot of good, there's a lot of similarities there. That's where it ends. We both like golf. But I've had enough. The whole thing. It's just with Taylor Swift dancing in the stands. Kelce can't catch passes anymore. I wouldn't say I dislike Mahomes. I don't. I thought his charade or the stunt he pulled against the Bills earlier this year, complaining about the referee calling a legitimate play offsides and then bitching to Josh Allen about it is aggressive. That's you win with grace and you lose with grace. And he's done a lot of winning. So when you lose, you got to eat it. That's it. You got to eat it. Can't go out there stomping your feet and complaining. Because realistically, who gets more calls than Patty Mahomes? Like, seriously. The Chiefs get all the calls. I mean, they threw a flag on the last play of the Super Bowl last year. I think it was the last play. Something like that. I like to throw in, I think, as a caveat, since I don't have it in front of me. And now I'm just ranting. But, like, seriously. And what did the Eagles player do? Came out and was like, yeah, you know, yeah, they got me. It was a hold. It's like, dude, if you don't keep it real, people can sniff that out. And it's like, you're not being real. Like, you would have been happy. You would have taken it if it was a Bills player, right? So I do like Andy Reid. I used to love Kelce. I mean, I would draft him every year as a no-brainer. But I'll tell you right now, I mean, if his draft stock doesn't plummet with this whole Taylor Swift, we'll see if they make it through. Let's see what happens after the Super Bowl. See if she's had enough or if she's written a new album. We'll see. Maybe she's got enough material for a new album. She'll move on. Be a banging album though, right? Look forward to that. So anyway, yeah, we'll get into that tomorrow. I spared you Yankee talk yesterday. You're welcome. I don't really need to get into the Giants too much. I think we'll get a little excited as the draft happens. We'll see what happens. I'll start making my speculations on what they're going to do or not do and yada yada. But we'll touch really quickly. I know I said Stroman signed with the Yankees, but like, are they done? Are they not going to, like, the Yankees are so cool that they make offers, right? And they say final offer. Take it or leave it. We're so cool. We're the Yankees. You grew up wanting to play for the Yankees, so take it or leave it. We don't care. We don't need you. We're the Yankees. It's like, yeah, you do, actually. You need arms. And I'll scream it from the rooftops. I said it last week. You need arms. I don't care who it is at this point. Someone's got to eat innings besides Nestor Cortez if he stays on the field. And obviously, I mean, Garrett Cole's. I don't even – name need not to be mentioned at this point. It's pretty obvious. But they're running out of years on his contract. And the window that used to be the size of a barn has now shrunk down to a patio sliding door. It might actually just be a window. It might not even be a door anymore. So for you Yankee fans, like me, hold on to your hats. Obviously, the offense is the offense. It's constructed. They got their guys, right? Either they hit or they don't. Either they stay on the field and they stay healthy or they don't. But the arms, it just seems like, look, they traded away a bunch of people, a bunch of players to get Soto. Cool, I get it. I would have been stomping my feet if they didn't have another lefty bat. But that was the genius of Cashman. Oh, we got right-handy hitters can hit it out in Yankee Stadium to right field. They can all hit it the other way. It's like, yeah, but you kind of need lefties too. Like actual lefties. And Rizzo comes back and that's all good. Hopefully he's healed from the concussion stuff. That the concussion thing's finicky. It's weird. It's a weird thing. So hopefully he's okay. So, but Yankees got to get arms. Mets are kind of just lying around. You Met fans, this isn't the year for Uncle Stevie. This is the year they're going to take a step back, put their hands in their pockets, and plot for their next move. Maybe they're planning 2 years, 3 years down the road right now. That's where you're at, Met fans. Hate to break it to you. So hold on to your hats. But you've been there before, right? You've been a loyal fan. So what's one more year? What's two more years? Anyway, that'll be it for tonight. Tomorrow we'll thanks for hanging in there. Tomorrow we'll hit up football. We'll break down the games. And I'll give you my thoughts. So good night, everybody. We'll see you.